Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go with this crazy internet again. Let me start it off.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
We're having some kooky issues again. Oy vey.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Be back in 2 minutes.
Attention, conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network. I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws, and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says more over than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray USA.
That's right, folks. DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on Mission, the Storyteller Edition, is out now. You hear us play Dave's songs here on the show from time to time. Of course, we play a lot of times Freedom Rings, and every show, the National Anthem. So that's what we're doing here right now, is we're having a great show. I'm having some internet clogging, so I'm going to do this real fast, because this guy rocks, okay? Check it out. I do not own the rights to this song. I hear if you say that, it's good. I don't own the rights to this. Modest Yahoo. A crown. Check him out. He's doing some great stuff. We love Modest Yahoo at Patriot Nation Radio Show. I want to say welcome to the show. Sorry for the slow start. I still have some goofy stuff going on over here on the internet. Here, look at this. This thing is just spinning and spinning and spinning, you see? It's spinning. So I don't know what's happening. I want to say hello to Bill Muckler, 2020 Vision for America. Get his book. Bill, put a link for your book, man. Always. Jason from up in New York. What's up? Billy Bilo, take a pause. Alex, just tuning in. And everybody else, Lynn, the Common Core Diva. Folks, check out the Common Core Diva. Gary Binford's here. Gary Binford, welcome. He is Nation Savers. Check him out. Find him. Look for Gary Binford on Facebook. Paul and Peggy and everybody, Stephen, Matthew, Jim, everybody on the live feed, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm hoping that we're going to get this off the road. So here we go, real fast. First, I'm going to try to bring in my first guest, the founder of Jexit, which is the Jewish community exiting the Democratic Party. Ladies and gentlemen, let's see if we can get Michelle on the line right here, right now. Ladies and gentlemen, our featured guest, the founder of Jexit. What's happening, Michelle? Welcome to the show.
Shalom. Hi,
happy Passover. I know it's not till Friday, but happy Passover. I'm not going to probably talk to you on Friday, so happy Passover today to all my Jewish friends.
Thank you. It's a holy week for everybody, so I wish everybody
Amen.
A special time with their families.
Yes, indeed. It's just, everybody's celebrating around the same time. I believe sometimes that it was by design that it was done this way a long time ago.
Absolutely.
By the powers that be. They lined it up like that.
No,
you know?
No coincidences. Exactly.
Right. You know, God is great. And we all, Christians and Jews, and I believe even Muslims, God forsake, you know, believe in the Old Testament and the stories and the, and everything leading up to Easter. That's the only difference. We're all the same. As far as I'm concerned, we're just people celebrating how we love to celebrate. And Passover is here for the Jewish community, and I'm proud to say happy Passover here to my friends once again. So
thank you.
How long have you been involved in political issues? Did this like just the way the anti-Semitism that's arise in Congress and in the Democratic Party got you motivated, or were you motivated before all of this anti-Semitism from Congress people in our Congress?
It's always been a passion, and I've always been uniquely a registered Republican, and I'm the first generation ever in my family. So let me just start by saying it's not easy to be a Jewish Republican. It's not an easy thing. It's very alienating, and it definitely defies the family, and it can be very lonely. But I actually worked on the Trump campaign here in Broward with a co-chair that we did the Jews for Trump coalition. So it was a great experience, and we got a taste of what winning felt like, and we just kept going after that. And I ended up joining an organization in Broward called Americans for Trump, which is Scott's on the line. He's the president, and I also met Alexandra through Americans for Trump, and continued doing the volunteering and doing work for the campaign. And then back in October, with the Blexit and the Brexit and the Lexit, we just it just happened to just organically come about, and it was just a passion, and I felt like I wanted to start a group, and the next thing you know, it just kind of took off, and it just evolved, and I didn't know how people couldn't do a Jexit, you know?
Right. And I've had the Walkaway Florida folks on the show, and I've had one of the founders, David Basulto of Lexit. I reached out to the folks at Lexit to try and come on tonight and join you guys because
oh, wow.
the African American the African American community and the Jewish community, for some reason, feel like they're beholden to the Democratic Party. That, like, oh my God, you have to vote Democrat just because you're Jewish or you're black. And I always felt like you vote with your conscience. Doesn't matter. If you feel like that person you're voting for is going to represent you, that's who you vote for.
Yeah.
You don't vote party. You always have to vote party line. Although lately I've been sticking to party line because I'm trying to help save America, put America first, and save this nation from the madness that is now permeating from the left. It is complete madness. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. If you ask me, the number one question that I get on a daily basis from people that stop into the Jexit group or just in random question is, why do Jews vote for the Democratic Party? That's the number one question.
My next
question. Don't understand.
Well, I had a number. That's the number two question. I had the number one question. Well, I guess that's kind of in there.
It's mind-boggling to those of us that aren't in the Democratic Party, but the easiest explanation I give is that their ideology is their religion.
All right.
So it's a difficult battle. It's definitely an uphill battle, but with what's transpired lately, I think people are starting to awaken. And they know they're not alone, and I feel that the Jexit group gives them that place to go to talk and to feel comfortable with like-minded people. And it's tough because a lot of families just practically disown their defectors.
Yeah, you know, it really is good to know you're not alone. I remember when I had got into this after Barack Obama got elected again back in 2012. I festered for a year and I said, you know what, I got to do something. So I started a radio show, and I've heard so many things come and go and the craziness of this country, and I can't understand why anybody would vote for a Democrat at this juncture. They're the party of infanticide. They're the party of, hey, no cows, no cars, no planes, rebuild every building in every city. In 10 years or we die.
Yep.
All right. So I've been saying this on the show too, Michelle, over the last few weeks, is in 1978, across this nation we had blizzards, and the impending ice age was upon us, and we were all going to freeze to death. Fast forward 40 years, and now we're in the broiler. We're all going to cook to death.
Exactly.
You know,
it's not easy. When I did the Jews for Trump coalition, I went back to the chairperson, and I said, I think I chose the wrong job. This is the most difficult job to do, dealing with the Jewish people. It was insane. But I think slowly, we're remaining positive. We're moving along.
You know, being from New York and being in the city, and they have a large community up in New York City, and Oy Vey was very popular. Oy Vey!
Oy Gewalt, Oy Vey, yeah. I say that quite often.
You know? I'm telling you, you know. So that's all the, you know, Jewish terminology that I know is Oy Vey. It's a great expression.
Oh,
it
really?
Fits a lot of expressions.
My friend Mark,
he's an Orthodox Jew, and he ran for governor of Georgia in the last election. And it was great. We were at a rally together, and he was doing morning prayers, and he puts the shawl on and he wraps it with leather and does the whole ceremony. And so I had my son watch how he was celebrating and praying and doing his thing, so that he can be cultured and understand other people's things. And then I had him ask questions, you know?
Very nice.
So right now, my son probably knows more about the the rituals that he was going through than I would ever imagine. And I think it's important that
wow.
that people get cultured and understand and not hate because somebody's different, because they may worship differently than you. Who cares? As long as they're
exactly.
not hurting you, who cares? If they're being peaceful and praying, it's none of your business. Leave them alone. Let them pray.
100%.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you said Scott is the president of which group?
Americans for Trump. National,
ladies and gentlemen,
and
welcome.
We're a Broward organization.
Welcome to the show.
Are they on the line? Yeah.
I'm bringing Scott Newmark in right now, but I'm having this thing where it's just spinning and spinning and spinning. I don't know what's going on. There he is. Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Newmark. What's happening, Scott? Welcome to the show.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for having me. It is an absolute pleasure to join your wonderful audience on Patriot Nation Radio. And as Michelle said, I am the president of Americans for Trump, Inc. We're located down here in Broward County, Florida, right in the belly of the beast, the most blue county in all of the state of Florida. And we take the battle to anyone. It's a pleasure to be here.
David Rosenthal for sheriff.
David Rosenthal's running for sheriff, man. You're right.
Yeah.
David the warrior.
David was just at our event last week.
And I like his platform. Elect me and I'll arrest Scott Israel. I like that plan. If I was that advocate.
It's direct and to the point.
You know? Look, I don't hold back here on Patriot Nation Radio, and we are not politically correct. I don't swear. I try because I encourage folks to have their children listen, especially 16-year-olds who will be voting in the next election, folks, and I will keep saying that every show until Election Day. 16-year-olds today
Absolutely.
Are voting in 2020. Get in their ear today and start using your sales techniques and sell the red Trump train. You know what I'm saying?
That's what we always say. The political correctness will be the demise of this country.
Yeah. And now also joining us tonight is I met her through the America First pages. I believe she was doing America First Florida and America First Maryland or D.C. area. And she come on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Alexandra Levine, say hello to Scott and Michelle. Welcome.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Michelle.
Yay.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello, Alexandra.
Here
Long
we are.
Time no here. Here we are.
Welcome to the show.
No, Mark, it's
so
great
Alexandra,
to be on your show again.
Yes, indeed. Alexandra, are you and Michelle longtime friends? Scott, how do you guys all know each other? How did you get all linked together, Alexandra?
I met Scott and Michelle through the America First, Americans for Trump. Scott knew me through my coalition that I was starting. So I was starting my coalition, and then Scott was starting his. So we met through that way.
Right.
And then I actually had the pleasure of going down to Broward County and singing the national anthem for Scott for every event that he does. And he has a ton of people. I mean, he's got 300, 400 people. He's got some great speakers. He had Roger Stone come. He had Juanita Broderick come. He had Laura Loomer come. He's got some great people that come. And, I mean, he knows how to get people. I mean, he's a great promoter, and he's a true patriot to this nation. And that's what I love
about him.
And that's why I met Michelle.
I would like to say I had the same guest here on the Patriot Nation radio show because I believe their message is very strong and to the point and what we need in this country. And the more that we can speak about the issues and open people's eyes to the reality of what's really going on, it's extremely important. I always tell my wife can't stand that I do this radio show. And I told her, if one person's listening, I got to keep talking. I don't have anything else. I don't have money. I don't have travel time. I can't go to D.C. or fly out to some rally in California or Arizona or something. So what do? I talk. I'm a blabbermouth and I'm good at it. So that's why I do the show. And I'm not, it's important. So I like to bring people on who have a good message of awakening. And this is one of the greatest awakenings of my time. Have you ever seen anything like this in your time, Scott? Or is this something amazingly new, this awakening?
No, this is amazingly new, this awakening. And if I may, Mark, let me tell you that Americans for Trump and Gexit are going to work together to educate the community, specifically the American Jewish Democrat community, because as you know, and I want our audience to understand, the Democratic Party is increasingly both the anti-Israel party and home to a growing number of anti-Semites. And the Democrats have an anti-Semitism problem, and it isn't subtle anymore. It is open, it's not hidden, and they proudly display it in an appeal to their radical, progressive, leftist, socialist audience. And it is up to patriots like Michelle, myself, and Alexandra to spread this message across the nation, because we have a country to save. And if we can tilt even a small percentage of the Democrat Jewish vote to go to the Republican side, we can swing state elections and deliver Florida for President Trump in 2020. And this is critical.
Gotta work really hard. Gotta work really hard, because the border is overflowing with Democratic voters. It is bursting at the seams with Democratic voters. And I think it's brilliant. President Trump says, hey, you guys love our sanctuary cities, so we'll just bring them there. Amazing. Incredible. What did you think about that move,
Mark,
what do you think about that move?
I think it's a great move, but what I find interesting is that the Democrats are pushing this progressive agenda. They're pushing Biden out. They don't want Biden's moderate Democratness to come in. They want to push this progressive agenda. They want to push abolishing ICE. They want to push sanctuary cities. They want to push to denounce Islamist policy and military campaigns.
I don't think they're pushing sanctuary cities all of a sudden anymore. I think they changed their mind on the sanctuary cities when President Trump said, hey, look, how about if we send them to your sanctuary cities then? And you take care of them.
Well, he called their bluff is what he did. He called their bluff is what he did.
And I think we need to do it.
Right, but they're still, you know, they're pushing Medicare for all, which is terrible for the nation.
Yeah.
I mean, we know and they're supporting a $15 an hour minimum wage, which hurts people, especially when we have Obamacare still, you know, still as a health care option for people, which is killing the nation as well.
They're just saying,
and then we have anti-Semitism. And then we have anti-Semitism on the rise with Congresswoman Omar, Congresswoman Talib, and Congresswoman AOC.
Isn't Chuck Schumer Jewish?
Yep. Yes.
Aren't there Jewish members of the Democratic Party like Bernie Sanders? Isn't Bernie Sanders Jewish?
Yes, but we call those not our Jews. Those are not our Jews.
Not our Jews.
He's an atheist
Sanders
and an agnostic.
But how could they be supporting any of these people that are speaking like this if they are Jewish? That's what I don't understand. Anybody?
That's a good question.
Because their true religion is not Judaism. It is quote unquote social justice, whatever that means.
Yeah. It's their ideology. Their ideology.
Social justice, Al Sharpton's thing and Jesse Jackson's thing. How did it become, or is that just a thing that everybody who feels oppressed and held down by Mighty Whitey can use as a crutch?
No, when Reverend Jackson isn't avoiding federal income taxes, that's his thing, correct?
How come Al Sharpton and these guys can have millions of dollars in back taxes and be sitting in the White House with the highest law enforcement official in the country, President Barack Obama, and not be locked up? Can you imagine that? Here's Donald Trump hanging out with Al Sharpton if he was a Republican and he owed them back taxes. What do you think would happen?
Because,
I think that the wheels would come off and they would go insane.
Well, there's two systems of justice in this country, one for Democrats and one for Republicans. And you see it with the Clinton investigation versus the Trump investigation. You see it before your very eyes.
Our good friend Sean Hannity explains it the best. The biggest boomerang is getting ready to come back around. I really believe that they are going down. And if they don't go down, we could kiss our country goodbye and just go into hiding because it's over, really. Because, I mean, they have violated the constitutional rights of so many people. They've trampled. It's like they took the Constitution out of the Smithsonian and threw it into the shredder along with Hillary's emails.
Keep President Trump in power. That's why the Republicans need to take back the House, because if not, none of these things will come out. These investigations will be put under the rug, and it'll never happen. That's why the Republicans must take back the House.
We need a supermajority in the Senate. We need 60 Republicans.
No, but Alexandra is absolutely correct. We must retake the House. The whole reason we're in this position now with these preposterous investigations of President Trump and his family is because we have these radical liberals in charge of various committees, like low IQ Maxine Waters, Jerry Nadler, Adam
Nadler. The guy's name is Nadler.
Yes.
Nadler.
So,
I'm sorry.
We are living in perilous times.
It's scary. And I really applaud Candace Owens' performance. Everybody's seen the video.
Yeah.
She really handed it to him. And I God bless that lady. I want her on my show, but it's almost impossible to get a contact for her. If anybody has the contact for Candace Owens, please forward it to me. I would love to have her on the show to congratulate her for her amazing performance, slam dunking the Democrats. It was beautiful.
I think Alexandra has a contact, but she's costly.
That would be amazing. I would be indebted. What's up, son? My son has received his second stripe on his gold belt in Taekwondo this week. He's doing amazing. There he is. Look at that. One more stripe and he moves up another color. What's the next color?
Orange.
Woo! Congratulations, Nathan. Congratulations, my son is moving up in Taekwondo ranks.
Well, I'm going to go back to Candace Owens. So Candace Owens tapped into the African-American community just like the president did and said that the Democrats do not speak for us and the majority of the black community do not agree with what's going on. And that's what Michelle and Scott and I are doing with the Jewish community, is we're tapping in that these majority Democrats do not represent what we represent. We support Israel. We love Israel. We wanted Prime Minister Netanyahu to be reelected, which he was, Baruch Hashem.
Congratulations, Prime Minister Netanyahu.
We wanted the move of the embassy to happen, which it did, and we wanted the recognition of the Golan Heights, which the president did. This president has been the most pro-Israel president of my lifetime.
In history.
And of other young millennial lifetimes
as far
as
I could ever tell.
And that's for – I'm sorry?
As far as I could ever tell, he's the most ever.
Yeah.
Right, in my lifetime.
And
Ronald
him.
Reagan was
we
very pro-Israel as well. But in my lifetime. And that's why what Scott and Michelle and I are doing is so epic and so important. And we put this rally together in D.C., and it's going to be Tuesday, May 7th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we are having not only Jewish groups there, but Christian groups, Hispanic groups, Black groups, and other minorities that have faced persecution, that have faced racism, bigotry, hatred, and have been hurt by the hateful rhetoric that has been said in this lifetime and in previous lifetimes. And that's why it's
how about
very
the young
important
man?
That people – I'm sorry?
How about the young man who is trying to get people to join up with his group, a conservative group on a college campus, and some leftist thug just came and laid him out?
Right, that exactly. It's horrible.
Race.
I said
I know exactly what you're referring to at Stanford. I mean, excuse me, Cal Berkeley. That was absolutely disgraceful. But because you know why, Mark? Because the Democrat socialists today, they are the most intolerant people on the face of the earth. They find diversity in everything except thought.
No, actually, it's not really funny.
People. Listen, I went yesterday, those on the left.
Go ahead.
I went yesterday to drop a hat off to an elderly Jewish woman in Plantation. I got to her home and she proceeded to tell me that she had a Trump sticker on her car. And in this gated community, she said that somebody came and spray painted the whole car. And I just thought it was just unbelievable.
So you know what I find it's kind of crazy is the madness of the leftists right now, going around accusing people being fascists and Nazis, while using fascist Nazi tactics.
Yeah,
correct.
Like it's horrific. It's unbelievable.
It's disgusting because it diminishes the Holocaust. It's a slap in the face to the sufferers. And the survivors, it's disgusting.
It's incredible stuff. It's nuts. Real quick, I'm going to do this real fast. Just bear with me 1 second. Let's see if we can get this to play, ladies and gentlemen. We have station identification, the Patriot Nation Radio. Yeah.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
What's happening, folks? If you're just joining us on the Patriot Nation Radio Show Live, we are speaking with the founder of the Jexit movement, Michelle Terrace, and some seriously hardcore members that really love the group and are really working hard. We have Scott Newmark and Alexandra Levine, and we are talking about the Jexit movement and the support of Jews by this current administration, what do you call it over there, to Jerusalem, doing great things.
The embassy,
there you go. You know, I got this brain thing. I can't remember nothing half the time. It's crazy. And it's not diagnosed. I'm self-diagnosed mad. But anyway, so you guys have an event coming up. Alexandra, I think, was touching on the event. Tell us a little bit about this event again that's coming up so that if people want to join, or if they can join, or if they want to donate, how they can donate.
Yes, correct. So the event is going to be Tuesday, May 7th, 2019, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Washington, D.C. at the U.S. Capitol grounds. It's the steps of the Capitol. And what this rally will focus on is combating anti-Semitism, the persecution of Christians, and also other minorities that have faced persecution, racism, bigotry, and hatred. We will also focus on the March 7th H.R. 183 resolution that was passed that was a watered-down version of what the original version was supposed to be. The original version was supposed to combat anti-Semitism and call Congresswoman Omar's name out with the quotes that she has said from 2012 and 2019. This also has wonderful, wonderful speakers that are coming from all over the country. We have Annabelle Taub. She has Michelle knows a lot. She has a great relationship with Annabelle. She has a wonderful story and her struggle and what she's going through. We have Defenders of Israel coming. We also have Kathy Barnett, who is a Fox and Friends political commentator. She will be speaking. We also have Mary Fisher, who works for the Black Caucus and the Maryland Republican Club. We have the Middle Eastern Women's Coalition coming. We have the founder, the president, and the vice president, and Carmen, who's all I'm going to butcher her last name. We have a whole list, and we have people from the Hispanic community speaking, the African-American community speaking, the Christian community speaking, and the Jewish community speaking. And if you would like to donate, there's two ways to donate. We have a GoFundMe page So if you have a pen, write it down. The website is https://gofundme.com/f/combating-the-word-antisemitism-in-America. And I'm going to say it again. https://gofundme.com/f/combating-antisemitism-in-America. And I also have been posting it on Facebook, Twitter, social media. It'll be on your website, so you can post it as well. And you can also write checks to Jexit, capital J, capital E, capital X, capital I, capital T, comma, Inc., capital I, capital N, capital C. So those are
excellent.
Two ways to donate.
You definitely have to. That link is really long, and really, I couldn't even get that up quick enough. So definitely share the link with. Is that the one that you shared with me in the Messenger? If so,
yes.
I can get that shared.
Yes.
Okay.
So
I think we have.
You can also Facebook us on hashtag Jexit, become a member, and it'll give you all the details of our rally, all the speakers, and also the flyers. Anyone who shows up is allowed to bring a banner. The banner has to be 3 feet by 2 feet. And the focus is strictly policy, not campaign. You cannot advertise anything. You cannot try to sell merchandise at the rally. You cannot have any Trump 2020 banners, Trump 2020 T-shirts to sell, nothing. It's strictly about policy and policy only. And we are senators and congressmen and women to attend the rally, and we will give you further notice on their confirmation. But this is going to be huge, like I said, we have people from Florida coming, from Pennsylvania, from New Jersey, from New York, from Virginia. I mean, they're coming from everywhere. And Michelle, you can follow up.
And Alexandra, we'll be meeting the night before the rally. We're going to have a pre-rally party at the Trump Hotel, and then we'll have a post one at the Trump Hotel. So it should be really fun as well.
Yes, indeed.
The reason why this is so particularly important is that the Democrat Party and its members in Congress have failed to deal with anti-Semitism forthrightly, and they are now confronted by a metastasizing cancer in their ranks. And the purpose of this rally is to bring focus and attention to this, because this is something that cannot and will not stand. So I really want to thank Alexandra for organizing this with Michelle. They've done a tremendous job, their effort, their energy, their vision. And I'm grateful to be a participant in this with them as the president of Americans for Trump. And together we will prevail, because that's what we do. So thank
Amen.
You so much, Michelle.
Michelle, I have a message for you, Michelle, from our mutual friend, George Colella. He says hello to you this evening on the live feed.
Yeah, George.
Tell George that I'm sending him his kippahs, his yarmulkes, if they Trump. I promised him.
He can hear you. The live feed is on at this time. He hears you. He's listening.
Okay. Okay, great.
Yes, we
do. We love
George. Yeah, George is a great patriot. He's a great patriot. Bikers for 45, getting it done. We have got the campaign rolling already. Also, I want to mention, I think you guys may know about this, is the April 20th rally at Crown Plaza, Orlando, downtown, 304 West Colonial Drive, Orlando, Florida, where folks are Patriots Stand Your Ground rally is happening with We the People. And they're going to stand against the anti-Semitism and Rashid Tlaib and them. And I think Ilhan Omar is coming to Orlando for a visit, and they're going to be the greeting committee.
Yep.
So they are really, these people are running rampant right now, things they're saying, and they're not being held accountable. And the less they're held accountable for these actions and these things they're saying on the floors of Congress, the worse it's going to get. It's not going to get better.
That's correct. That's why we're going to D.C. and they're going to hear our voices, and we're not going to stop until
and
we.
Go ahead, Michelle. Go ahead.
No, that was it. Go ahead.
I was going to say, don't maybe have read the comments that Congresswoman Omar has said or tweeted. I'd like to just announce them for the record. So in 2012,
so people know exactly
Omar,
what said.
Well, I'm doing it for education for young people that are listening to this, young millennials, as well as for our older generation as well that maybe don't know. So in 2012, Congresswoman Omar tweeted, and I quote her, "Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel," unquote. In February 2019, Congresswoman Omar tweeted, and I quote her exactly, quote, "It's all about the Benjamins," unquote, in reference to American politician support for AIPAC, which is the Jewish Conservative PAC for Jews. In February 27, 2019, Congresswoman Omar spoke at a bookstore, and I quote her. She said, I quote, "I want to talk about the political influence in this country that says it is okay for people to push for allegiance to a foreign country," unquote. And then when she spoke at CARE, March 23rd, she said, and I quote, "When it came to 9/11, some people did something." And she said CARE was formed after 9/11, which was untrue. CARE was actually formed in 1994. And the UN has been trying to put CARE on the terrorist watch list for many years. CARE is run by the Muslim Brotherhood, which is run by Hamas. And Congresswoman Omar spoke at the event that was hosted by CARE in California, March 23rd of this year, 2019. This is a woman that's in Congress. This is a woman that represents, you know, the United States Congress and a security clearance. And this is what's happening. And this is why we need to fight. And this is why we need to stand up to this, because we cannot have this in the Congress, and we cannot have this in the nation. And every Jewish person, Democrat, Republican, should stand by us and stand with us.
Every patriot.
Patriot.
Alexandra, that was well said. That's 100. Mark, could I add one point?
Yes, sir.
When I was waiting for the show to go on, and I think this is important for your audience to understand this, believe it or not, I was watching Fox News, and they were doing a Crazy Bernie town hall. And if you could imagine the support that this Bernie Sanders actually has, we are against a very dangerous enemy. He has support, and we cannot take people like this lightly. We have to have rallies like this to bring to bear enlightenment to the community. It is absolutely imperative that we get this message out, because there are millions of people that support Bernie Sanders. I was astonished watching this town hall, waiting for our show to begin, with the level of support he had in that audience on a Fox News town hall. It was incredible. It was scary to watch.
We're fighting a greater enemy, and that's the media. So we the people, have to get our voices out and be heard so that we can help educate these people that are being fed this propaganda and these lies.
Yes,
it's
Michelle,
crazy.
You're absolutely correct.
So, guys, real fast, starting with Alexandra, and then we'll go to Michelle, and then we'll go to Scott. If you have websites or something where people can go, give that out again real fast.
Well, people can follow us on Facebook. It's hashtag Jexit, capital J, capital E, capital X, capital I, and capital T. And then I'll say very slowly, the GoFundMe page link is https://www.gofundme.com/f/combating-antisemitism-in-America. And they can also make any checks to Jexit, comma, Inc. So it's capital J, capital E, capital X, capital I, capital T, comma, capital I, capital N, capital C.
Excellent. And Michelle, you have anything you want to advertise?
Yes. We also have a Twitter account.
Yes.
It's Jexit at Jexit for the number 4 Trump. And also, I wanted to just make reference to the fact that Scott and I were just recently at the Republican Jewish Coalition's National Leadership Conference in Vegas. And I'm very proud to say that we were able to provide 4 Jexiters from the Jexit group that shared their testimonial on stage before Trump took the stage. It was a really proud moment to be a part of that. And we feel that the Jexit movement, in bringing these people to light, to bring a face and a name behind the Jexit experience, is very, very helpful for the campaign in the future, because they speak in front of people, they share their testimonial, and it's very heartwarming, and you can relate, you can identify, and something really fun came out of it. After we did this, we started another Facebook group called Democrats Anonymous. And it's rather fun. It's really fun, and it's funny. And one of the Jexiters that shared her testimonial in Vegas actually did a 12-step Democrat Anonymous whole list, and it's up on the Democrat Anonymous in Facebook, and it's actually for everybody. I've been getting inboxed a lot by people saying, Michelle, why are you inviting me to Democrats Anonymous? I'm a lifelong Republican. I said, because it's hilarious, and you need to go there, and you need to support them. And we all need to, you know, you got to find humor in it, too. So yes, you do. And with all the things we're doing with the Jexiters that are sharing their testimonials, I think we're going to raise the Jewish vote. And we're going to raise the Brexit as well, and we're going to win, because that's what we do, right, Scott?
That's all we do is win. Never get tired of winning.
And you want to give out a website or something, Scott?
Yeah, Mark, thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your show. It's been a real pleasure, and I appreciate it. Our website, Americans for Trump, is www.americans4trump.org. And I'd really encourage our listeners, or your listeners, to please check our website out, to look at our team, to look at our testimonials from across the nation. We are a Trump organization. We're not a Republican organization. We have people that are Democrats, that are independents, that are Republicans, that support our great president. We welcome everyone from every race, from every sexual persuasion and orientation, from every color, from every religion. If you support President Trump, we want you as part of our movement. And that's what we are, a movement in Broward County, Florida, which, as everyone knows who's listening, is in the belly of the beast, a swing state, and we must deliver the electoral votes to President Trump. It's absolutely critical. So come on board with us, because as Michelle said, we never get tired of winning. That's what we do.
Right on. All right, guys.
Exactly.
I got to talk about something real fast. That's why I had you guys do that. There's a seriously horrible event taking place in Paris, France. Folks, it's horrendous. The Notre Dame Cathedral has completely almost burned down to the ground. Everybody knows the famous cathedral from, of course, the movie Notre Dame, with the Hunchback of Notre Dame, you know. And it was 870 years ago it was constructed, and it has burnt almost to the ground. It seems that, according to fire officials over there, that the iconic spire collapsed in Paris in the fire, and that broke out this Monday. And everything's burning. Nothing will remain from the frames. But they believe, Andre Fineau told French media By Monday evening, the chief said he told reporters he believes firefighters have managed to save the cathedral's landmark rectangular towers from the blaze. And they're ruling out terrorism, I think, already. My friend Alex here in the live feed is saying they ruled out terrorism. And I now believe two towers of Notre Dame have been saved, and the news agency Reuters has reported. And they consider that the main structure of Notre Dame has been saved and preserved. There will still be a risk that some of the interior structures could collapse. This fire is incredible. I don't know if anybody, if you've seen this, any of the video or any of the pictures, incredible. The spire has completely collapsed. But, I mean, things happen for reasons, and maybe you can build it back, build it stronger, build it bigger, build it better. You know what I mean? And it'll have the original structure saved so that it'll look, it'll just be modernized now, you know? I mean, time for an upgrade.
What a crazy week for that to be taking place.
Mm-hmm. Quite odd, quite odd. But they've ruled out terrorism, which is a good thing. You know, we don't want to have, acts of terror like that. That would be a really horrific act of terror. They are they're apparently in the middle of, like, some huge renovation, millions and millions of dollars of renovation, and some cause of the renovation is what resulted in the fire. So who knows? But like George is saying in a live feed, the place is surrounded by Muslims. So who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? You know, who knows? That? And, of course, in that liberal bastion, to be French, they're not going to tell the truth, is it? Because they don't want to demonize these people. For some reason, they don't want to demonize demons. I don't get it.
I agree.
It's kind of crazy. So with that, I'm going to run over my schedule a little bit here. It's pretty bearing. There's things happening. I'm looking to book this guy, Bill Binney. He's a former NSA FBI chief. He was running the whole story. I'm looking to get him on the 22nd. And on the 18th, it's going to be a special, actually the 17th, it's going to be a special Wednesday show. You may remember the wonderful Fast and Furious scandal where the attorney general, the second highest law enforcement official, and the president, the highest law enforcement official in the nation, illegally moved guns to the Mexican cartels called Fast and Furious, which resulted in the death of Border Guard Brian Terry at one of these incidences that had these weapons there. And his brother Kent will be joining us 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the 17th, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Working on Bill Binney. His story is incredible. Once he confirms, I'll be posting all his things on my pages so people can get an idea of who Bill Binney is. You can Google him, and he spells it B-I-L-L-B-I-N-N-E-Y, and see what he's all about. He'll be on the show. You find him on YouTube talking. He's doing some incredible stuff, blowing whistles, and he's really got him on the run, you know. They don't like what he's saying, so that's always good news. If you're not making them mad, you're not working hard enough, I guess they say, you know. So let's see if I can get this to run. We're going to do now the one of my most favorite songs in the whole wide world ever recorded by anybody. My favorite version is by our good friend Dave Bray. You can find all his stuff at DaveBrayUSA.com. He's got some great apparel, shirts, all kinds of merchandise. He's on tour right now. He's doing great stuff. You may recognize him from the band Madison Rising. He is now on his own promised solo career, doing great stuff, making great music. His album is The Storyteller Edition, Music on a Mission, The Storyteller Edition, and you can get that at DaveBrayUSA.com. It's really awesome. I have it. I got a signed copy because I was in part of the pre-sale. I went and got it early, and he signed the copy and sent it to me. I'm proud to have it. Again, that's DaveBrayUSA.com. This is the Star Spangled Banner for the folks here in the live feed. I'll put the flag right here in the camera. You can rise and join me. And this is an amazing version. This is Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com, the Star Spangled Banner. Hopefully it'll play. I'm having kind of weird internet here tonight. I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's spinning again here. It's just spinning and spinning. Yeah, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Working on it. It's loading slowly. Of course, Dave Bray is looking to do some charity hair cutting. Go to his site. Check it out. Here it is. It's all kinds of bad. That's a wrap. Thanks again so much for tuning in. We had a great time tonight. I want to thank my guests. They were awesome, great information. They're doing great stuff. Michelle, Scott, and Alexandra, again, thank you guys so much for coming on the show. Always a pleasure. And keep us posted. Let us know how the event goes, and hopefully there's some live feed we get to watch. It'd be fun to see. Again, folks, thank you so much for tuning in, and thanks again to all of you out there in Facebook live feed land and everybody out in Blog Talk Radio world for tuning in, because there's no show without you. Good night. God bless America. God bless you. Peace.